This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. All transmissions approved by Enclave Security Information Officer Stan Hobinson.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. Do not decrypt at any public terminal. As complications have been uncovered in the shutdown sequence for Moonbase Theta, Consortium Communications has been asked to provide archival files for certain active personnel. This is a report on said personnel activities before the moon. The following is file BTME6, code word The Interview.
These new hires. Remember, the priority is finding personnel who work within the framework of the consortium.
I'd hope our priority is finding the best ideas to be explored.
You're welcome to try and do both.
Absolutely.
I'll be expecting your report. Now I have to go meet with your boss for the assignment. Talk about working within the framework. I have a few questions for Dr. Ray.
When do you think I'll have a chance to meet them?
I'll be in touch, Administrator Ringling.
That's Doctor... never mind. What time is it?
The time is 10:06 a.m.
Have you heard from my 10 o'clock? I can't run late today.
Dr. Day is inside your office.
What? How? Aren't you supposed to...
Dr. Day is inside your office.
Thanks for all your help.
Oh. I wondered when you were going to show up.
How did you get in here?
Door. Have you got a better way?
I meant... Never mind. Let's jump in. You're... Dr. Day. That's all we have on file. Can I get your full name?
Dr. Day. D-A-Y.
We'll come back to that one. And might I ask your personal pronouns?
I believe that official consortium protocol states that the singular they is standard use across all circumstances.
Of course you don't have to answer. I know that they is universal. I just wanted to. In fact, it's my personal pronoun, but I don't want to impose my... Do you identify with any marginalized identities, including any forms of human augmentation?
Oh, I'm sure you're not supposed to ask that. The terms and conditions attached to your application form stated in Section 6, Paragraph 3,
that again, it's completely optional. One of my personal priorities in hiring is to increase representation in STEM fields.
I have no problem with STEM, but I prefer the whole fruit. No answer.
I hope I haven't offended you by asking.
Nothing we can't get past, I'm sure. Do you have any gum?
If you wouldn't mind, that's my personal property.
Oh, now, who is this little fellow.
Please, that belongs to Riley, my partner's nibbling. They were visiting yesterday, and would you give it back, please?
Oh, this is absolutely ridiculous. Look, the legend inside says T-Rex, but look at the wrist. Look at the claw. Oh, darling, you're so obviously a dromaeosauridae.
Put the finger puppet. All right. Your resume is a bit brief. Could you expand on your professional experience?
If you insist. I worked for some time in the Sacramento San Fran Enclave.
At the university?
At the Hard Rock Cafe. They fired me. I wasn't good for tips.
Are you sure you're in the right interview?
Ugh, you're really no fun, you know that? I've worked with Helmholtz, I've worked with CERN, I've worked for the Conglomerate Sciences Authority. I can provide the appropriate references. After all, only two of those fired me.
Okay. Next, your response under academic qualifications simply reads, epic and private.
Mm-hmm. And?
Do you think you could expand on that?
I got my undergraduate via Pocket Cast while bartending. You know, it turns out you don't really have to listen to people to get them drunk. And then I found my advanced credentials in the wrapper of a Wonka bar. I've got the science. What does it matter where my degrees were printed?
It matters because... it matters. The requirement for postgraduate education is to provide a common baseline for everybody.
Fine, you medium grade buzzkill. I'll forward those as well.
I'll check that office provided for the time being. Now, as you know, I am Chris Ringling. I'll be the science administrator for Moonbase Theta, overseeing laboratory operations.
You're just an administrator?
Unacceptable. I insist that a working scientist be brought in immediately. I doubt you'd make it through my proposal.
Doctor, I am doing my best to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you have been difficult and insulting since the moment I began this interview.
Give us science! Give us science! Give us
I have 249 course doctoral credits. My name is listed on numerous successful publications. I work. I science.
Oh, of course you do.
On Base Theta, I'll be working with every experiment the full science crew is running, overseeing a 10-person crew, reviewing data from physics, biology, astrophysics, astronomy, cytology. I'm interviewing a seismologist this afternoon.
If you ever have the urge to dirty your hands with real science, let me know. I could use a lab assistant.
Listen here, you don't even know how much science my position requires. I have to stay on top of the current reading on a dozen fields at once.
Not science.
The number of professionals who consult with me daily.
Not science.
The peer review.
Not science.
Could you please shut up for a minute? Shut up! Oh my god.
This dinosaur doesn't even have feathers. I mean, who decided that? It's been over a century since they were first postulated, and it's been proven numerous times, and we still can't get a toy made that's got the appropriate plumage.
Will you be quiet?
I just thought it should be mentioned. I'd advise your nibbling to write a letter to the manufacturer.
Why is a physicist so interested in paleontology anyway?
It's just cool, right? It's cool! Don't get me wrong, physics is cool too, but not to your average fifth grader.
You have children?
Only on the inside.
Do you mean an inner child, or because you eat them?
Rawr.
Okay then. I did read through your proposal, you know.
There's a glossary on the final page if you needed it.
Oh, shut up! The experiment you propose has been done in microgravity numerous times, both in high altitude and on stations beyond the Karman line. I don't see anything in your notes to indicate why
It's all right. I can explain in layman's terms. The experiment has been conducted primarily in microgravity, and that would be very little gravity.
I said that. I know what it is.
Well, the main issue has been the crystalline structures within the plasma. Dirty plasma is... think of it like Jell-O salad. The good kind, with those little marshmallows inside. And we're trying to get the marshmallows to all line up. If the gravity is too big, they all fall to the bottom. But if the gravity is too little, they all float to the top. With the reduced gravity of the moon...
You can find the sweet spot for stability, and if the crystals align properly...
Then the moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter lines up with Mars! I know, you office types. You want to know about the applications. Well, I've outlined a number of industrial and medical uses in a section near the end, but none of that is as exciting as the science.
Mm-hmm. I see where you're hoping to go with this.
Besides, I've practically exhausted the resources in my current workplace. The microparticles are depleting, the plasma chamber is getting almost too dirty, and they won't order the decent bagels anymore. I need a new lab, and the moon is the perfect place for it. It's a done deal. You'll let me know when to report for the mission?
Not any kind of deal. Even if I signed off, which I'm not saying I will, it's not that easy.
Well, I'll need my own lab space.
All moon-based laboratories are shared.
An assistant, if you're not taking the position.
There's no budget and no space for an assistant.
And of course, I'll have to approve the breakfast menus. Space, yeah. Space is definitely an issue. I see that. Well, I suppose you'll have to do.
I cannot believe what this day has become.
You'll need something to do after a busy day of administrating.
Do you mean administering?
I mean not science.
Would you give the finger puppet back?
Oh, Chris, come on. You know you like me. You're giving this to me.
Dr. Ringling, we are not on a first name basis.
Wrong again, Chris.
I don't even know your first name. You skipped that question.
It's Doctor, of course.
Doctor. Doctor.
Give me the news. I've got a bad case of loving you. Okay, that was a setup. I've been holding that in since we started.
Look, listen. I don't know how this has worked in your previous positions, but I go through a very careful vetting process, one that you have been crashing through like an undergraduate on glassware duty. And even after I approve a candidate, they have to be passed by consortium management and... To put it lightly, you do not come off as someone who plays well with others, so I wouldn't give notice at your current position just yet, which, by your resume, is female body inspector at your mother's house. That, at least, I knew was a joke.
Don't be so sure. You don't know me.
You don't know my mother.
Nice. Dr. Raptor says,
you win that round.
You're that sure I don't have a chance?
I'm afraid not.
So, you wouldn't mind making a bet on that?
You think that's fair? I could tank your chances with one checkmark.
But you wouldn't. Not unfairly.
And we're betting for?
My assistant. You win, obviously. I don't get one because I don't work here. I win...
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
You said you work with every experiment anyway. And you're sure I'm not going to get it, so...
But don't get dinosaur when I win.
It's not going to happen. You're serious. I mean, about the position. You really want this?
Sure as Sinosauropteryx had pin feathers.
This stuff doesn't come up very often. And... You're right. I don't generally get along with management. I'm more of an idea man. Woman. Sauropod. I figured it was worth a shot. Besides, my ex is interviewing too, and I decided if she was going for it, then I had to.
Well, let's stick with the idea bits. Your ideas are interesting. They have potential.
That's what I like to hear. Way to go, Dr. Ringling.
Seriously, hand over the puppet.
Don't you mean finger it over?
I definitely do not.
Remember, I could be your lab boss.
I didn't agree to that bet.
It was implied. You can't weasel out of it now. Weasels.
Ugh.
Mammals. Ugh.
Well, I'm going to consider everything you've said and make my recommendation. I'll let you know how it all goes. I believe I have your contact info in the,
Ooh, not a chance, Chris. We are not done yet. There is science to discuss. But over coffee. Real coffee, not the junk you office types keep in your break rooms.
I can't. I have another interview and...
Your next candidate is seated in the waiting room.
Oh, you see?
Let him wait. Science, Chris. Science.
Oh, maybe just one. Let me put on my waistcoat. Oh, you'd have to go through space training, of course. I'll send you the schedule of the dates just in case.
Eh, I did that already. I paid for it myself.
Why would you do that?
Because I thought it would be fun.
And it was. I threw up a lot.
You have a strange idea of what's fun.
I mean, a lot. Come along.
It will be a few minutes longer. Dr. Ringling is with another candidate.
But isn't that right there? Isn't that... Dr. Ringling! Dr. Ringling! Dr. Ringling!
Today's episode featured Dallas Wheatley as Dr. Ringling, Sarah Ray Werner as Dr. Day, Neris Howell as the reception bot, DJ Silvis as the Enclave Officer, and Dr. Raptor as themselves. It was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. The music is Star by the band Ramp. You can find more information and a transcript of the episode on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Thank you so much for being a part of what keeps our moon base up and humming. We can't say thank you enough. I know. This was originally billed as a 6-episode miniseries. But wait, there's more. One more, to be exact. A special Before the Moon bonus you couldn't have seen coming. That's all I can tell you for now, it's kind of a secret. Join us 2 weeks from now for the very last episode of Moonbase Theta Out, Before the Moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity,
an actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, 4 adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to see traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult now.
An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascal Gar, the cataclysmically reckless, from the former Arajanon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I going to function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.